Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super important. Setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, or that your energy is constantly being drained by other people's demands? You know that feeling when someone just keeps texting and calling, even though you've clearly stated you need some space? Well, guess what? Setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's essential for your mental health. Think of it like this. Imagine a river overflowing its banks. It floods everything in sight, causing chaos and damage. That's what happens when we don't set clear boundaries. Our energy gets depleted, our time is wasted, and we end up feeling stressed, resentful, and burned out. But when we establish those healthy boundaries like a strong dam controlling the flow of the river, things calm down. We can focus on what truly matters, recharge our batteries, and live with more intention and purpose. So, how do we actually go about setting these boundaries? It's easier than you think. First up, identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely need to be protected in your life? Maybe it's your personal time, your sleep schedule, or even certain conversations with specific people. Once you know what's most important, it becomes much clearer where those boundaries should be drawn. Next, communicate clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding, but rather stating your needs in a calm, confident manner. For example, instead of saying I'm too busy, try thank you for thinking of me, but I have other commitments right now. Remember, it's okay to say no sometimes. Practice saying no without guilt. This is a huge one. We often feel obligated to please everyone, even when it comes at our own expense. But here's the truth. You can't pour from an empty cup. By learning to say no gracefully, you're actually doing yourself and others a favor. You're making space for things that truly matter, and you're modeling healthy behavior for those around you. Remember, boundaries are about respect. They show yourself and others that you value time, energy, and well-being. It's not about controlling others, but rather creating a safe and respectful environment for everyone involved. Finally, don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. Life is constantly changing, so it's important to be flexible and adapt accordingly. If something isn't working, reevaluate and make the necessary adjustments. Let me share a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. I was once invited to join a project that sounded really exciting, but it meant taking on a huge workload and sacrificing my personal time. After careful consideration, I realized that saying yes would lead to burnout and resentment. So, I politely declined, explaining my current commitments and focusing on projects that aligned with my values and priorities. It wasn't easy at first, but you know what? It was the best decision I made. By setting that boundary, I freed up space for other things that brought me joy and fulfillment, like spending time with loved ones, pursuing my passions, and simply taking care of myself. So, remember, folks, setting boundaries is not about being selfish or creating walls around yourself. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your well-being, and creating a life that feels truly fulfilling. Take action today. Start by identifying those non-negotiables in your life. What needs to be protected? How can you communicate your needs more clearly and assertively? Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Ready to ditch the burnout and embrace a more balanced life? I'd love to hear about your experiences. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from this wisdom. I'll leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to join our growing community on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you are in control of your own happiness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.